breakaway and you got your right hand.
What happened? I don't know. It's pretty lucky. I probably should have known that he didn't have the room to cut to his forehand and he was going to go to his backhand, but it's a lucky save, but sometimes you got to be lucky to be good.
Are you prepared for Boston to have a pretty good push with the way that they played in their last game, their last result?
Well, it's always a good game against Boston. It doesn't matter how they've played before. We know they're going to bring it every night, and they did. They played a good game, but I thought our response was also very good, especially in the third one. We got two early goals and protected our lead pretty well after. So,
what kind of adjustment did you have to make? You played so many games in a row, then you take a day off and then you come back. Was there any big adjustment for you?
No, not really. It's not like we've really had a lot of time in between games. It's the first time I think that I've had 2 days in between games, so I just used the rest to my advantage and had a good morning skate. I felt the puck like I should and just played.
What was that last like 5 seconds? You get that long shot off the board. You got to jump up Marchand's there. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it would have been an icing because our D beat him up, beat him on the puck, so it didn't matter. I didn't want to jump in front of that puck and. Luckily, the time was on our side.
You get to see the four lines play in front of you all the time. How much has this depth that this team has been key to you guys finishing games?
Well, it's been great, and it's been one of our strengths last year in the playoffs. It showed, especially that series against Boston, where our all four lines were rolling, and our fourth line was one of our best lines in the playoffs. So I think it's definitely the strength of our team. We saw it when some of our best players got injured. Someone else jumped in the lineup and did a good job. Whether it's even guys that aren't playing right now, when they come in, they're ready to go and they do a good job. So,
what did it mean to have a couple of days off between games to be able to kind of get the rest on Tuesday's game, take the day off yesterday, and come back today?
I mean, it's you always like a little rest, but. I try not to change anything. I just try to get some sleep on that day, and that's pretty much what I did. But I kept focused. Try to keep things rolling because it's important to keep the train going. Because we knew coming back from that road trip that we were going to have two big tests right away at Boston, Colorado.
I was meeting to fix that line last night there, but what makes him such a dangerous
over a game, and he's dangerous every time he touches the puck. Cause he's a good shooter, he's a good passer, and he's pretty fast also. So makes him a threat everywhere he is in our zone.
You felt that D coming on? I guess that coming there.
What's that?
I felt that D coming when he was coming to the back end.
I should have known. I didn't play that as well as I wanted to, but I should have known that he only had the back end.
Thank you. Thanks.